are you physically? And when, you know, what have you been told? And any concern long term at all that you've been through this year would affect you?
Well, I only need a couple more years for, you know, so I'm not really concerned about long term. As long as it can give me 2 to 3 more years, I'll be perfectly fine, and I think I will be. I really took this time to work on all the little things that we kind of neglect as we, you know, become pros, you know, get back to those college workouts. So my focus since, you know, a week after my surgery has been living in the weight room and rebuilding myself to come back stronger, faster, more explosive, healthier. So I haven't just been working on my ankle and my toe. I've been working on, you know, pretty much everything in my body. You know, when you get older, you know, it takes a while for things to get going and fire, you know, things deactivate. So you spend a lot of those times working on those secondary muscles. So I'm really excited about this offseason because I really spent the last 2 months priming myself and getting myself ready. So I should be running. I'm already kind of running now, but really out there running with no restrictions in a couple weeks.
You said that you said before the season that you planned on playing 2 more and then retiring. Did this injury in this season alter that timeline for you?
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing about injuries is, you know, you're alone. And when you're alone, you get a chance to do some soul searching and really look deep down into yourself. And for me, you know, I realized a lot. And, you know, I love this game. And, you know, I wouldn't say I've had 1 foot in, 1 foot out, but you never want to be that guy, you know, that's hanging on a little too long. You never want to be that guy, you know, come December, you're 35 years old, you're still working out expecting a call. And I think the reason why a lot of us are so unhealthy when we leave the game, right, is because we're so, you know, football is our identity. You know, when a game is taken away from us or we can no longer play the game, we're lost. And for me, you know, I've always, you know, try to prepare myself for that, whether that is in business or, you know, Showtime and my fitness company. And these last couple months for me put things in perspective. So I've kind of scaled back on a lot of things I'm doing, and I'm really focusing on, you know, crushing these last couple years. I'm all in on football, you know, rebuilt my body. You know, I think I'm 2 great years away from, and I'll say it, you know, I want to be a Hall of Famer, you know, and I think I got 2 great years to go and, you know, to be mentioned with some of the greats. I'm not just playing this game just to be a guy. I want to be remembered for the product that I put on the field. So these last 2 years has been tough. Last year with the Jets, this year with the Giants. But I'm hopeful that the next couple years for me will be some amazing years and some of my best work.
Any doubt you want to return here? I mean, they'll obviously be a new general manager.
Well, you know how it is. You know, after, you know, you get to the plus side of 30, you know, production slip, you get injured, you know. The business side of it, you know, history says that, you know, you're going to get cut or they ask you to take a pay cut. That's the business side of it. That's history. So I'm prepared for that. I've had a lot of change in my life, but one of the reasons why I came to this organization was for stability and also not to be an environment that we created this year, right? So I was looking for more stability, but I'm built for this, and I'll learn from it.